come up here this morning and use this space. Gives me more room to spread out. And besides that, when I start, as those of you who've seen me speak before, I start wandering around. I don't have very far to go. So there you go. So I'm going to stay here today. And as you probably surmised from the scripture reading this morning, I'm going to speak a little bit on light. What does the Bible say about light? How is it used differently? What does it really represent? Because a lot of times as we see light or words in the Bible, a lot of times are matters of symbology. Maybe they represent something else. Maybe they are there to direct us to think in some other way. And light just happens to be one of those things. Because as we look through the Bible and we say, what is it really? Is light just turning on a switch and there it is? No, it's not. Because light is represented in the Bible in several different ways. And the first way that the light is represented and introduced to us is in the creation. God said, let there be light. Now, there were no people there to see what he meant. There were no people, no human beings on that void, formless mass of whatever when he said, let there be light. But God said, let there be light. And that was the first introduction to say, what is light? Light is the thing that exposes what's there. Light is the thing that dispels darkness. He said, let there be light. And then he told us, as he was creating, and we look back in history, he said, okay, and there's more than just a light in that thought process. Because he said the greater light would rule the daytime. He said the lesser light would rule the nighttime. So there was, there again, there's a couple of different lights. So what is that all about? Well, the greater light, we know, is necessary as we look into science and we look into life, we look around us. Well, the greater light is necessary for the nurturing of plant and animal life. Without it, it would die. We know psychologically that without sunlight, we as human beings would not be healthy, be it physically or mentally. So the greater light is necessary for the nurturing and sustaining of life. Well, what's the lesser light? That lesser light is to, again, dispel darkness, but to allow resting. So he said, so God in his wisdom said, I'm going to give you two different lights, but you need light. That was his first introduction in light. But what's the second? Another one, and there won't be that many of them, I promise. Another thing that the Bible says that light represents is the gospel. The gospel, the good news. What is that good news? That good news of Jesus. That good news of salvation. That good news of God. It's the light. Why is it light? Well, John tells us, John 11, if I can find it, I'll be doing well. I know I marked it. Here we go. John 11. He says, Jesus says, are there not 12 hours of daylight? A man who walks by day will not stumble, for he sees the world's light. When he walks by night, he stumbles, for there is no light. So he says that there's the direction. That light is designed to light the pathway to God. What is the gospel? The gospel is the pathway to God. That light is designed, the gospel is designed to make us aware and give us the formula and give us the lifestyle or the things that we need to do in order to obtain that inheritance. Because God held out that inheritance. He's held it out from the very beginning. And he said, this is how you do it. He started out by telling us as we look in history, he says, this is how I'm going to do this. He says, first off, I'm going to have this chosen people. And this chosen people, I'm going to deliver the rules. Rules are hard. Rules you have to be 100% on. Law, you have to get it right all the way or you're wrong. That's hard. But he said, if I don't give you the rules, how do you know how to follow the path? If there was no law, if you didn't know that there is a speed limit, how would you know that you were doing it wrong 1,000 miles an hour over it? So he said, here's the rules. Then God said, now I realized that I gave them all these rules and all these things to do, and I realized they'll never be able to do it all. Because people mess up. So he said, within that plan, remember, he said from the very beginning, this wasn't a, that was a mistake, I think I'll try this again. From the very beginning, God knew, before the very first rule he planted down there, threw that first seed and said, don't eat from that tree. He knew they were going to mess up. He knew they were going to do it. Because temptation's easy. The easy road is a lot more fun. But he said, I have a plan. So then he said, okay, son, your turn now. And grace entered the world. I messed up. I have forgiveness. What is that light? That light that now the Bible is presenting to us is walking in the light, not in within the 12 hours of daylight. You walk in the light so that you won't stumble. He gives us a direction. Jesus came, he gave us a direction. Jesus came, he gave us the grace. Jesus came, he offered forgiveness. No longer do we have to sacrifice the cows and the birds and the all of those things, the grain offerings and the wheat offerings and the wine offerings. And there's 27 in the list, and if you did them all, you wouldn't do anything but offer sacrifices every day of your life. Fortunately for the Jews, they didn't have to do them all because they had specific meaning, but that's beside the point. But he said, if you walk in the light, the gospel, you will obtain that gift that God is holding out there. He said, here's the rules. And this is how you get to always comply with the rules, even when you mess up. So that's another one for light. Because remember, when you go back to the beginning, God said, let there be light. What did it do? It dispelled darkness. Here's another one, the gospel. He said, let there be light. Let's bring my son. Let there be light. It dispels the darkness of doubt. It dispels the darkness of confusion and fear. Walk that path. You will not fall. Follow the rules. You will not stumble. Because you're in the light. You can't get lost. Another way that the Bible talks about light, we'll turn to the book of Mark next. In Mark chapter 4, starting in 21, he says, do you bring a lamp into your house and put it under the bed or under a bowl? Instead, do you not put it on a lampstand? For whatever is hidden is meant to be disclosed, and whatever is concealed is meant to be brought into the open. So if anyone has an ear, let him hear. What does it do? Light, it not only does it expose the dangers, but it also exposes sin. When does a criminal enter a house? When the house is unoccupied, and at night, because he can't be seen. It's the light exposes sin. Sin is done in darkness. The light exposes sin. We don't want to get caught. So if we live in the light, we cannot get caught because we won't be doing all of those things. Light helps us. Light helps us to go the right way. Light helps us to dispel that because you don't act evilly in the open. So the more that you expose yourself to the light of the gospel, the better off you are. I've had the question asked to me on a couple of occasions, how come you're missing out on all the fun? So what are you talking about, missing out on all the fun? He says, well, you spend all your time at church on Sunday. You never get to do, you don't go to the games, and you don't gather with all the people. I said, well, you know, there's six other days in the week that I can get with other folks. Yeah, but you know, there's all these things that happen on Sunday, all these events and these parties and all these things. I said, well, let me ask you one question. I said, why do you think I do what I do? He says, well, because you think that there's such a thing as a God. And I go, okay, now there's a question for you. Now, I already know the answer. We all already know the answer. We would have been here. I said, if there is no God, what have I lost? If there is no God, and all the time I spend worshiping, and all the time I spend praising, and all this time I spend thanking, and there is no God, what have I lost? He said, well, you lost all this time. No. I'll tell you what I've lost. Because if there is no God, this is what I've lost. 25 to life under the control of the state. My life, because I was stupid. All of my money, because obviously that's what you're concerned with. All of my associations, so now I am an island. And islands get dark and cold. All of my worldly wealth and fame. I've lost everything. But if there is a God and I'm right, we all know that's the right answer. Yes. But if there is a God and I'm right, what have I lost in your estimation? 52 days out of 365 that I didn't party with you. I like my way better. It's the light. It's the light. Because God said, this is the way it is. Now, as in exposing again, light exposing danger. Sailors, I'm going to bend on your ear a little bit. In my 20 years in the Navy, I spent 10 years at sea. A lot of that time when you're out on the water, and it gets pretty dark out there. Now sometimes you're lucky and there's a good bright moon. You can actually see 4 feet ahead of you. But you get close to the shore. What's on the shoreline? Background. We call it background lighting. All the houses and the buildings and maybe street lights and all that. And you can see that. You go, okay, good. There's the shoreline. I can see where I am. And I can see that. But what can I not see? Because that's right. Thank you. That's right. Way down on the shore. Those lights are way back up on. I can't see a whole lot of beach, a whole lot of rocks, a whole lot of, because there's no light down there. And we have a song in our songbooks, number 642. I didn't bring one up here, so I'm not going to read it to you. It says, let the lower lights be burning. It talks all about rescuing the sailor. It talks all about the dangers of the shoreline. Yeah, that's what it is. Think about that. But it's all symbolic also. Because those dangers of those rocks and those shoals are just as bad in your life. And you can pick out whatever it is that you is a rock or a shoal in your life. Brighten up the light. I had a little bit of a scare. A whole lot of a scare when I was still working down south in Mexico. And I was coming back off of a long trip out to sea. I had a little 23-foot boat. We didn't get back to the port until almost midnight. Couldn't find the port entrance. We were out up and down the coast for about an hour trying to find the port entrance. We couldn't find it. The lights were out. If the lights were on, would have guided us right home. But there were no lights. We couldn't find it. We thought we were going to have to anchor out and hope for the best when the sun came up. We didn't know where we had no idea where we were. If the lights were on, we would have had the pathway lit for us. So light dispels darkness. Light gives us a guided path so we don't stumble when we're walking. How many of you, when you went, you'd gone camping and you go, I just want to make a quick trip out. Forgot my flashlight. You found all the tree, then you find all of those tree roots. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it lights the pathway so you know where you're going. It dispels darkness. Light exposes sin because nothing evil is done in the light of day unless you're, well, nothing evil is done in the light of day. It really isn't. But what's the next thing it does, light represents the power and glory of God. If we look at the Revelation, it tells us that light represents his power. Revelation 21. John writes, I didn't see a temple in the city because the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temples. The city doesn't need a sun or a moon to shine, for the glory of God gives it light. And the Lamb is its lamp. And the nations walk by its light, and the kings of earth bring their splendor into it. No day will its gates ever be shut, for there is no night. And glory and honor of nations will be brought into it. Nothing impure will ever enter it, nor will anyone who does what is shameful or deceitful, but only those whose names are written in the Lamb's Book of Life. He says that light represents the power, the glory, and the majesty of God. It's another way that the Bible says this is what light is. The light says Jesus is the way. The light says This is what it is. So as we look out and we see the sun shining brightly, we're all happy. Because there's light, we can see what we're doing. The Bible talks in several different ways, and that's just a few of them. We have another song that we sing. As children, we learned it. As today we know it, it's called This Little Light of Mine. What are we supposed to do with that light? It says, This Little Light of Mine, I'm going to let it shine. And you hold up your little light. And you go all around the neighborhood. You let it shine. This Little Light of Mine. So even as the Bible tells us, and as we can look out and we can see that what is light? Light is sunshine. lights the path. Light, however, by whatever means, light keeps us from stumbling, falling into that pit, and tripping over those tree branches. Light gives us a guidance. It directs us. We have street lights. We have sometimes these little solar lights about that tall up on a sidewalk. Tells us where the pathway is, so we don't fall off onto the grass. Like I do on any anyways. So you have a guide. It's a guiding way. Light is the power. It's the majesty and it's the glory. Who controlled that light from the very beginning? Remember, in the creation, God said, "Let there." He didn't say, "Somebody go turn the lights off." He said, "Let there be light." And he said, and it was. It is. Power and glory and majesty, and there's no other way around it. Don't need anything else. It shines out. We and that light, where is in us now. That light is in us today. And we're supposed to do something with that. We're supposed to let it shine out. How do we do that? We share. How else do we do that? We live by example. When that friend says, "How come you didn't show up at the party at 9 o'clock? How come you weren't there by noon?" Because I'm letting my light shine. That's why. I have a place to be. I like my place to be. I've said this before, kind of in joking and actually in all seriousness. When I'm down, you bring me up. When I'm up, you keep me there. I like my place to be. I'm going to let my light shine. And I know that they're in, just by that example, a lot of times in other areas of my life, as I am one of my other things that I do, I'm the chaplain for my VFW post. When they have ceremonies at that post and that normally require the presence of the chaplain for certain things, they know that they have to go find another one because they're going to do it on Sunday. I told them, "You can't, you'd have it on Sunday. I'm not going to be there." So I don't go to those. And they don't even ask anymore. Now the post commander just says, "Oh, yeah, we need to call post whatever to have their ask their chaplain to join us because ours won't be there." Let my light shine. We let our light shine in all around the neighborhood. We want to tell everybody else, bring as many in as we can. Bring them all into that light, because while they're sitting in darkness, they have no idea how bad it's going to get. The devil and his angels have a place prepared for them as described in the book of Revelation. And what is it called? It's called outer darkness. Sit in a cave at night. You will experience a small portion of outer darkness. No light. After a very short period of time, it'll drive you crazy. That's forever. The outer darkness. Let's let our light shine and bring as many in as we can. The light is the gospel. The light is not my opinion. The light is not my ideas or direction. The light is the gospel. The gospel is in us, and we did in our mission, our goal, and our requirement by God is to share. To let our light shine. Turn on that switch and get out there and make it happen. By whatever means you do that. One may have the gift of one form or fashion. Another has the gift of another way. Just being an example is doing that. Being an example will cause questions. Being an example will give opportunities. When the opportunity presents itself, remember, we just provide the seed. With that seed, whether it germinates or not, is up to that plant, up to that field. Jesus talked about that. Just don't be discouraged, because the sower will have many different forms of land that those seeds land on when he's out there spreading those seeds in the field. Our life, by example, is a light. Our life, by answering questions, is a light. The seed is out there. God gives the increase. He'll make it happen. If the ground is receptive, they too will become a light. And those are the things. And like I said, I'm not going to try to hit every point or every form or fashion that the Bible talks about light. Because I can tell you, in my my large print version, I go back into my list in the back, there's two pages of little bitty print that say this is where light is found. I hit the top shelf. But I feel like it's important to remind us every once in a while, we're light. Turn it on. Live by your example. Don't compromise. I don't know, things happen. But don't compromise. If you say no, keep it no. And then the good things will come. The good things will always come. And that's where I'm going to conclude my remarks today. But I challenge you, find at least two more. That's my challenge to you. Find at least two more. Go into the Bible. See if you can find a couple more ways that light is discussed or represented. That's my challenge, because it's fun. You learn. Increase your light. If you're subject to the gospel, that gospel being the grace and peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that offering of grace and allowing your access to bring you into the kingdom of God, to make you to seal your adoption, to bring you into the family of our Lord Jesus Christ and the God our Father, to assure you the eternal life in his glory and light and presence, and not in the outer darkness with the devil and his angels. If you're subject to that invitation,